Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Monday, April 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news on Friday, April 9th at around 12:45 a.m., officers from the Lakeland Police Department responded to an apartment at Woodlake Drive in reference to an unresponsive child. The child, a 2-year-old male, was transported to Lakeland Regional Health, where he was pronounced deceased a short time later. During the investigation, the child was observed to have multiple visible injuries on various parts of his body. It was determined that the child was in the care of his mother's boyfriend, Allegory Jones, 30 years of age at the time the injuries were sustained. An autopsy was performed on the child later in the day. His death ruled a homicide by multiple blunt force trauma injuries. Jones was interviewed by LPD detectives after the autopsy and admitted to becoming aggravated at the child after he had wet the couch. Jones further told investigators that he had struck the child on multiple areas of his body, causing him to go unconscious. After realizing that the child was indeed experiencing medical issues, Jones did not make attempts to obtain help. Instead, he sent a text message to the child's mother while she was at work. Upon receiving the text message, the mother called Jones, who told her that the child was not responding to his efforts in waking him. The mother immediately left work and returned home. It was at this point that 911 was called to get help for the child. Based on Jones's statements, he was placed under arrest for aggravated manslaughter of a child and transported to the Polk County Jail. Jones's criminal history includes multiple arrests for narcotics possession and driving on a suspended license. This investigation is ongoing and detectives are continuing to work closely with the state attorney's office. No other details will be released at this time to protect the integrity of the investigation, but anyone with information related to the case should contact Detective Tammy Hathcock at 863-834-6975 or tammy.hathcock@lakelandgov.net. To remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida. You can call 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. On a cell phone, you can dial **TIPS. You can visit the website heartlandcrimestoppers.com and click on Submit a Tip, or you can download the free P3 Tips app on your smartphone or tablet. Your local events every Monday from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. There will be flag football registration for kids with age groups ranging from 5 to 12 years. If you'd like to sign your child up, it's $25 and registration is at 421 South 10th Avenue in Wauchula. The last day to register is April 19th. For more information, please call 941-626-0449. Once again, that's 941-626-0449. Your jobs here in the area, ICS is looking for equipment operators. U.S. work authorization is required and 3 years of experience are preferred. Wen Lighting is looking for a lighting installer. A driver's license is required. And Lake and Bay Boats has a full-time position available for mold making, tooling, research and development, plus prototype building, carbon fiber layup, and mold repair. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every doorway and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on Facebook. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news for the day. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, feels like 85, intermittent clouds with a 14% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds northwest at 8 miles an hour with gust up to 12. Humidity is humid 60%, dew point 63. The cloud cover 50%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Monday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20. Monday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s, north winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, with lows in the lower 60s, and east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama row crop acreage is expected to remain steady in 2021 as farmers welcome better prices, but brace for surging input costs. Acreage estimates are nearly identical to 2020, save a 33% increase in winter wheat acres. That's according to the USDA Prospective Plantings Report released March 31st. Carla Hornaday with the Alabama Farmers Federation says the stable acreage is due to rising input costs, crop rotation, equipment limitations, and logistics such as on-farm storage. A program that began under the Trump administration is now open again for farmers with the second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP 2, that began last Monday, April 5th. According to AgWeb.com, the program is part of the Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, and farmers have 60 days, or until June 4th, to either apply or make modifications to their existing CFAP 2 applications. After a year of pandemic-related challenges, farmers were hoping for an easy, uncomplicated growing season. Unfortunately, according to the National Farmers Union, that dream seems unlikely, as much of the western U.S. is experiencing severe to exceptional drought conditions. According to NASA, the dry conditions can be attributed to a weak summer monsoon season and ongoing La Nina conditions. On top of that, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts drought conditions may persist for several months. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. We'll get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Southern corn growers might be able to take advantage of a new product from Valent, which utilizes mycorrhizal fungi that can help expand root absorption, among other benefits. This product is compatible with liquid fertilizers, as well as herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides. Mike Reifel is the Senior Director of Field Research and Development at Valent. In a recent video, Mike explains how Valent's new product, MicroApply SC, helps create a beneficial symbiotic relationship between fungi and plant roots.
This product contains four different species of mycorrhizal fungi that are optimized for plant health, soil health, and environmental health. As far as plant health benefits, because of this association, because of the hyphae that spread out from the root system, getting this larger application, this larger area of soil that it can pull from, the hyphae can transfer nutrients and water to the plant, and the plant transfers carbon to the hyphae and to the mycorrhizal fungi. That's the nature of this beneficial symbiosis. This association between mycorrhizal fungi and plant roots has been well known in scientific literature for over 100 years.
For more information on Valent's new product, go to valent.com or ask your local retailers.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Well, get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Stocks ended higher on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 145 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 0.5% of its overall value. Home buyers facing the most competitive U.S. housing market in decades this spring.
Surging prices and a record low number of homes for sale are narrowing the already difficult path to home ownership for many Americans. From Los Angeles to Boston, homes are selling within days of hitting the market. They often fetch multiple offers that are driving prices well above what sellers are asking.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Wholesale prices jumped again in March, pushed by another big increase in energy prices. The Labor Department's Producer Price Index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, rose by 1% in March. That follows a gain of 0.5% the month before. Energy prices jumped by 5.9%. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Martin Truex Jr. wins a stirring laps-long duel for the lead with teammate Denny Hamlin in the delayed NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway Sunday night.
He started getting tight. My car was getting better and better, and we were able to take advantage of it. So really happy, and for whatever reason, our car really turned on when the lights went down, and it's always good when a plan comes together and it works out the way you hoped it would.
Hamlin was left to battle Chase Elliott the rest of the way for second. Truex won for the third time in the last four races at Martinsville and became the first repeat winner this season. Elliott eventually held off Hamlin for second, Denny taking third place. History at the Masters Sunday, Hideki Matsuyama becomes the first male golfer from Japan to win a major, closing with a 1-over-73 and a one-shot win over Will Zalatoris. Meanwhile, Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele tied for third. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Hawks battle back from 10 down to beat the Hornets 105-101. Bojan Bogdanović scoring 32 points and a career-high 8 three-pointers. Celtics go on a 31-3 run beginning late in the third quarter, allow just 5 more points by the Nuggets the rest of the way as they beat Denver 105-87. Chris Middleton scored 21 points. Bucks end a 3-game losing skid, topped the Magic 124-87. Cavaliers fall to the Pelicans 116-109. Zion Williamson providing 38 points. Brandon Ingram had 27 with 8 assists in rallying the Pelicans to the win. Timberwolves beat the Bulls 121-117. Karl Anthony Towns, 27 points, 12 boards. Pacers beat the Grizzlies 132-125. Spurs beat the Mavericks 119-117. And the Knicks recover after blowing an 18-point lead to beat the Raptors 102-96. Julius Randle scored 26 points. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I think I was hired for my motivational skills. Everyone always says they have to work twice as hard when I'm around. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.